treated again. This is Core.
Played that for John. He's all back into Brightwing. So there you go, John. Intro for you there, buddy boy.
I appreciate it. How do you not like that? How do you not want to invite that into your daily life?
You want it. You want it pretty bad. I mean, I kind of want it, but I don't really play her. So maybe I don't want it, but maybe I will want it. We'll have to see. Time will tell. Maybe even tonight I'll give her a shot in her new incarnation. But I'm actually sort of excited to mess about more with Kerrigan. I think her redo is all the rage right now. We'll get to all that in a minute. This is Core, a Heroes of the Storm podcast. Maybe the podcast. No offense, ITN and Lords of the Storm and all you other guys. I'm just kidding. You guys are great. We're going to see all of you in like 3.5-4 weeks, whatever it is. We're all heading to BlizzCon, and presumably we'll have some fun hero stuff to talk about there. Plenty of other stuff going on as well at BlizzCon, of course. And we're all going to be there. Bo got his tickets today. He'll be leaving Venus.
Yeah.
He'll be leaving Venus in about 2.5 weeks. And
on his way.
Yeah, you'll be on your way. It's all very exciting, and really excited to see you guys there. And I want to thank a handful of people who, at this event I was at last weekend in Columbus, Ohio, mentioned specifically Core being one of their favorite shows on the network. I asked a couple of them why, and they said it is the unique interaction between the three of us, which sounds general and not very specific, but I think that's a thing. I think we got that going on, and I think we're sufficiently proud of it, but not too proud, because that's no good. Nobody likes a cocky butthole, right? So... So anyways,
I mean, some people do.
Some people might. I mean, I don't, I can't, I won't, I don't.
But I get what you're saying. No one likes
a cocky butthole.
I was going to say a burger with the car tire track on it.
Oh, that too. That, yeah, nobody wants a burger with tire tracks on it.
No one wants that.
No. You take it back and you get your money back if that happens to you guys.
Although, you know what? I had, actually, that reminds me of a restaurant idea I had. I don't know if we have time for that.
Go ahead. We have time.
What? It's a restaurant where they just ran over food.
No, it's an haute couture type of restaurant.
What the hell's that? Hold on, to explain to us dummies.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Already lost me.
What is that?
Just like high culture, you know, like expensive, highbrow place.
Okay. Now I know why I don't know what it means.
It's like, it's a French term. Sorry.
Is it?
I thought you guys would know that.
No,
in the States, because
we don't know anything about nothing.
I think you guys know what expensive fashionable clothes produced by leading fashion houses.
You lose most Americans at it's a French.
I use the term incorrectly. It is a term. It is in fashion. You guys don't know fashion. It's fine. I'm getting sidetracked.
Definitely not. I have to wrinkle my shirt right now because this shirt matches my skin tone, and I don't want people to think I'm shirtless.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but you look kind of naked in this shot today.
The problem.
For those who just listen to the show and don't watch it on YouTube or live, and that's fine. It's most people don't. So I guess that's the solace you should take. Most people who get Core listen to it with earbuds and can't see your naked visage, but we can. And thank you for wrinkling it. Except it kind of just looked like you're wrinkling your own skin.
That's massaging the skin.
Yeah.
I don't know why a gray shirt matches my skin tone. Maybe I have gray skin. Maybe I'm a 5'4" Goliath.
It could be.
Might just need to eat better food.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's true, actually. Well, it's 100% true.
Now, we're going to do something different today. This is episode 148. This is nothing to celebrate. But because we are kind of in drought period, a little bit of, you know, quiet time on all fronts, really. Everything's a little quiet. I mean, games are going. We're playing games. Games are happening. But, you know, not a lot of news. BlizzCon is just right around the corner. This is normal. Happens every year. So don't have to explain that very much. But I thought it would be fun, despite the fact that we do have some things to talk about today. And we will. We'll get to all those in a minute. Some big news dropped about an hour and a half ago. Maybe a little more than that. Which affects all of Blizzard. But we'll talk about that as well. Anyway, what I wanted to say was, those watching live can see this now. We're doing open phone night. So if you want to call in and you want to ask questions, make comments, say good things about the game, say bad things about the game, tell us why Bush burgers are normal, whatever it is, you can do it at 801-471-0462. That's 801-471-0462. I will bring you guys in as you call. I realize this is sort of sprung upon you, so some of you are thinking, oh, I don't know, it makes me nervous. Don't be nervous. We're just dough heads. You don't even have to say your name. You can just call in anonymously and say stuff, although try to be nice and don't be a poo. That's all. All right? Don't be a poo. But it's open. Phone lines are 801-471-0462, and we'll see how that goes. All right. Let's talk about Team League. Go ahead.
Hear my restaurant idea?
Oh yeah, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to run over that. Go ahead. Go.
That's okay. Real quick, it's an expensive place, fancy, but everything looks like it come out of a dumpster. So your hamburger actually has a tire track on it, you know, but it's not real tire track, and it's delicious. But everything looks like it comes out of a dumpster.
Okay.
But it's very expensive. You know that whole dichotomy, the right word, just like
dichotomy works. Sure. Yeah.
But it looks like it's, you know, trash food. Like you'd have pieces of newspaper in your burrito, but it'd be edible and look good. Like just this whole, the whole theme of the place is everything's out of a dumpster and it's disgusting and gross. And I won't get into detail, but I just always thought that would be a great idea for us.
Do you think the food would the food have to look, you know, kind of rotten, like it was going south and that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Right. Like there'd be, you know, just bad things in it. Like we go all out that I'm not going to discuss on the show, but that it would be the most in hip place. Well, sure, this is how all restaurant ideas start.
I just feel like this would be a deterrent for people. Like if I went into a restaurant and they said, here is your steak. Part of the fun is it looks like a cat turd is draped over it. A wet cat turd.
You got it.
Yeah. Enjoy your wet cat turd steak. It's not really a cat turd. And you say, well, what's it made of? Well, that's secret ingredients. We can't tell you. Or even if they tell me, oh, that's some sort of chocolate sauce, something, I don't know what.
It's avocado and food coloring.
Right. They could tell me that. I still don't think I want to eat there. I think I'm probably going to go to get a steak somewhere where the steak looks normal, even if it was prepared poorly in the back and I didn't see him drop it on the floor. Something about that is more palatable. So I don't know.
Sounds like you're more of a middle class customer, not the kind of people that we were going to have frequenting this place.
So you want?
It's not like that.
It's, you know, interesting expression of food art here. Yeah.
It's like that restaurant where they yell at the customers. Or that one that's all in the dark.
Yeah, I did the dark one in Vegas. I did that.
Yeah, surprised you would do that, Scott.
Everyone was. So we did it for the TMS Vegas meetup thing. And so like eight of us went to this restaurant. It was very expensive, which is the only part that bugged me the most. But it's pitch black in there. And here's the weird bit. I'm normally like, I don't like, if I even see a salad bar with like a sneeze guard, I'm like, nope, I'm not getting that. Like I'm picky when I get into those situations. I watched a kid I talked about in TMS today, but I watched a kid spit a half-chewed olive he didn't like back into an olive bar, and I just...
I do not want this.
Yeah, he just made a face. He went, picked it. First, he's not supposed to do this. He picks it out, chews it, makes this face, and goes, yeah. And just like puts it back. And
he didn't even use his hands to put it back.
He horked it in. And so I was freaked out. And a lady came out, saw it. She took the whole bin back and then came out with a fresh bin, I assume. That's the other thing we talked about.
They were real ready with a whole extra bin of olives in case Billy spit into it.
Which is kind of my whole point of like, she should have come out with a fresh bin and then swapped them out. That's how you do it. Yeah. But she didn't do that. Anyway. Point is, I'm already picky about that stuff. And then what was my point? Where was I going with this?
Went to the restaurant in the dark.
Oh, I went to the dark restaurant, and and they brought you... It's pitch black. You can't see... You're effectively like a blind person in a very real way. Like, you can't... What's wrong with my... Hold on. Okay, is that better? That's weird. My ears are going back and forth. The sound, and I'm sorry. It's because I banged on the table and my mixer decided to get funny. But anyway, so they would bring it to you and you can't see it. They have to grab your hand and say, here's your fork, and like say where it is in front of you. And they tell you where your glass is, and you just want to be really careful. And they have Sam Fisher. They have Sam Fisher helmets. I was
about to say, how do they know?
They have Sam Fisher goggles on, like that things, you know. So they wear those, and they can see everything, which is a little creepy in its own way. And we're all, you know, our teeth are bright green, and we all look weird to them. Anyway, it ended up being one of the most relaxing, comfortable things I've ever done. I can't explain why I liked it. I really did, though. Like, I don't think I'd do it again because of the price. The price was stupid, but the food was really good, and there's something about your senses when you've got to rely on everything but the one you're usually using. Just put me into, like, a zone. It was great. So I actually liked it a lot. Yeah.
When was the last time you had a bath?
What?
I had a bath recently.
What? Oh, you mean like instead of a shower? You don't mean just okay.
We're transitioning to a new topic, apparently.
I had a similar experience with bathing. I was like, oh, I forgot how good bathing is.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, no, I once in a while, before this trip, I was trying to kind of get the talk done, and I was stressing out, and I thought, you know what would be nice? A nice hot bath. And Kim goes, on it, because she's nice and she does things like that. And she made a very nice bubble bath, and it was nice. Yes, I agree with you. That's a nice little zone to get into. Anyway, point is,
eating the dark food was like that, then I'd like to try it.
Yeah, I would recommend it. Like, anyone who goes to Vegas and they're like, what should we try? That's one thing I would actually recommend. If you don't mind spending, like, I think Kim and I got a Groupon and we ended up being like $85 total for both of us. It's a little high. It's a little pricey it's for food you can't see, dude. So it's very pricey.
Did you do it at home?
No. I guess you could. But I don't know how you'd create the
food and then turn the lights off.
I don't know how you'd create like that sheer blackness. Like it's so black that you can't see. You can put your hand right here. There's nothing there. There's no light of any kind. It's just pure sensory. They've removed your ability to see. And your brain is not sure what to do with it, that information. It's really funky. Also, the floor is a little sticky. That bothered me just slightly, just a little bit.
Probably lots of food dropped on the floor.
Yeah. But you'd think they'd clean that up because they've got Sam Fisher goggles. Plus, I assume when the lights come on in there because they got to clean and stuff, I'll bet that place is like the floor of a movie theater. I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is I liked it. And you could maybe do blood blindfolds, the chat saying maybe, but air, you know, light leaks through. You don't want anything leaking through. It'd have to be like super airtight things. And I recommend it. Don't play Heroes that way, though. It's a bad idea. No. See how I brought it back?
Did it. It's a natural flow.
That's right. Team League. Let's talk about Team League. Team League now appears to be the greatest mode in the history of this game. Everybody likes Team League. At least a lot more. Per Hotslogs, Team League has surpassed Hero League for number of replays submitted. John, you got some time to play Clean Beag? What am I saying? Mm-hmm. Team League.
I did that too.
With Kyle and Garrett. And you said the queues are really great. Got a good experience with other players. Like, give me a little bit more. Why is Team League back in everyone's good graces?
Yeah, so the change that allows you to queue with any party size apparently has really kind of taken people, including, you know, probably pulling some people in that were just solo Hero League queue folk. Because, again, the best we can go off of is what Hotslogs is reporting. The number of Team League games did surpass Hero League. Still far cry away from Quick Match, but it's a positive sign that maybe they have stumbled upon something really, really good for the game. Queues, which we had experienced before being, you know, longer, which again, I'm hesitant right now to complain about queues because honestly, all of us were sitting there months ago saying, I don't care how long I have to wait as long as the game's good. And now a couple months have gone by and we're going, why are the queues long? So I didn't hate it before, but it was definitely quick queues. We basically adopted a system which is Garrett, Kyle, and I would talk in our own party chat, and if the other team said they were down to talk, then we jumped in and we would all talk.
Okay.
And had a really great experience with that. We had one group of people that were in the chat but just didn't speak at all, which was a little weird. So it was like walking into a room of people, but they won't acknowledge you.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, creepy. But The rest, really positive. We had a lot of fun. We joked. We had a good time. And so for my placement so far this season, I am 6 wins and 1 loss.
Wow.
So not only was it a good queue, good quality community and all of that, but it's really good gameplay experience as well. So I'm feeling very strong about Team League at the moment. I had a really great time getting in there, and I think these changes to it have really been a big boon.
So 4 stack in your case.
Three stack.
Oh, sorry. You, Kyle, and Garrett, right. Oh, I was thinking Bo's name was in there. Bo, did you get a chance to get your feet wet in there this week?
No, I meant to, but I did not.
Yeah.
I got bit by the Witcher bug.
I got stuck.
Witcher 3, in... game of the year, as it turns out.
Yeah, Witcher 3 still 2015's game. Turns out 2015 was a great year for video games and film. I don't know if you remember a little movie called Mad Max Fury Road, but for me, that coincided with The Witcher 3 in terms of release time, roughly, and it was a fantastic game. So I don't blame you at all. I meant to play Heroes, but I couldn't because I didn't have any sort of portable remote way to do it in Ohio. But I was bummed because everything about what they're changing with that or what the changes they made, essentially just making it so it's no longer a mandatory 5-stack or 1-stack, is really appealing to me. So I assume our games tonight will probably be that. I don't know. I assume we are today. I don't know what we're doing today, but I would love to do
that. We're definitely playing.
Yeah, but that's a full 5-stack, so I wonder if, I mean, are there disadvantages to us doing that? I assume we could get paired with another 2-3 or another 4-1 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then let's just, I don't know if Garrett's listening, but we should try that because I want to see what's up in there. That sounds
you
like
mean fun. Kyle? Because Garrett doesn't typically play
I
with
I keep
us
doing this. Oh my gosh, those two names. Why can't I keep Garrett and Kyle straight?
I mean, buttons, bubbles, names are hard.
Yeah, I'm not one to judge.
Buttons, bubbles. Yeah, but at least buttons and bubbles sound similar. They kind of have an, what's that? What's the word? When things sound similar to each other. It's not an anagram.
A rhyming couplet.
A rhyming couplet. No, there's a word for it. When you say, turd and word. It's supposed to be, it's a thing.
It rhymes.
Is that all it is?
Yeah.
You're thinking of homonyms.
Oh, homonyms. Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yep. Homonyms.
Give me a... I didn't know you were going to laugh.
Homonyms or homophones.
Homophones. Apparently. Maybe it's homophones.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Some examples of homophones. Air and air.
Oh, air and error. Yeah, yeah.
Air to the throne.
Or reed.
Aisle. The pepperoni aisle and the Isle of Pepperoni.
Whoa. I want to know more about the Isle of Pepperoni.
Well done. You nailed it. You know what, Scott? It's normal. You probably were introduced to Kyle and Garrett at roughly the same time together. They were a pair. They were a duo. The only thing is now you're essentially that guy who like watched Star Wars and knows that the robots' names are C-3PO and R2-D2, but just goes with whatever name they
just does. Yeah, I think you're probably right. By the way, you just did another one, pair. You said they were a pair when I first met them. You could say pair, or pair, and those are three pairs.
Repairs.
Yeah, chat room brought that up. Unrelated things.
Which is which?
Right? Yeah, which is which? That's all I got. I can't think of it anymore.
The bear
is barely there.
He had to write to bear arms.
Oh, did he though? Did he?
Yeah, he can't help it. He's the bear.
If there's one thing I like more in this world than a well-regulated bear militia, I can't think of what it would be. So.
Oh man, if somebody had a bear militia, you wouldn't mess with
them. Oh my gosh, no. Are you kidding? Well, Idaho might have a bear militia. Anyway, hey, that's an inside joke for people living in the West. Let's move on. How about this? Let's talk about Mike Morheim. Mike Morheim, one of the founding members of Silicon and Synapse, the original name of Blizzard Entertainment. They would later smartly change their name. Well done, guys. Anyway, he is the bigwig. He's the current president of Blizzard Entertainment and a huge name over there. BlizzCon starts with Mike Morhaime coming out and speaking. It is arguable that you have no Blizzard without Morhaime's leadership and vision over 27 years of service in that company. He's the guy that when a game wasn't ready to ship, but they wanted more time for it, but couldn't make payroll, went to the bank and covered everyone's paychecks with his credit cards. This is someone who is truly dedicated to his craft at Blizzard, and there is no Blizzard without Mike Morhaime. Well, now there is a Blizzard without Mike Morhaime, or there will be. He is retiring, and it was announced today after 27 years, Mike Morhaime is appointing J. Allen Brack as new president of Blizzard Entertainment, and there will be no more Mike Morhaime, per se. I mean, he's still on the...
I was going to say, that's a real dark road.
Yeah, a little dark road.
He's still going to be a consultant of some kind, I think.
Right? Yeah, he'll be on whatever board positions are available. Activision Blizzard stuff will still be sort of in his life. But he's retiring.
I like to think that he just gets to show up and play video games.
Yeah.
He's like, the advisor's here. He's like, see you.
Still a game, still a gamer at heart. Loves that stuff. And, you know, multiple times in his letter to the community, talked about CU on Battle.net and all that stuff. He's a pretty one-of-a-kind dude. And the fact that he's retiring is probably well-deserved. He needs some family time and relaxation. That dude's worked pretty solid for a very, very long time. But it is a little bit weird.
Like, you know, inevitably it'll come out. But you know, dudes retire.
Yeah,
in company, like they deserve to.
Yeah,
you know, and they've done their work. They deserve to go. You know, it's sad when you get put out to pasture, but I mean, that's part of life. You don't work forever, and
yeah,
they don't work for video game companies ever. So this is a good thing.
He's putting himself out to pasture, which is the way you want to do it, and I think he deserves it. It is weird, though, to imagine a Blizzard moving forward without Mike Morhaime at the helm. To me, this feels a bit like, although not as sad, but it's like losing Steve Jobs or some other significant ding to the company somebody created. It's like that, but there's a happy point of this, which is he'll get some serious time off. He can have some time with his money. Just kidding.
Souls. There is one big downside, though.
What's that?
I mean, beyond him not being there, which is sad, but he's choosing to do this. So, you know, it's ultimately good. But I mean, he was only 3 years away from whatever you get for being there 30 years.
Oh, right. What do you get for that, I wonder? Because he would have been the first.
I don't know if anybody's done it, Scott.
Yeah, nobody's done it because he was 27. Alan Adham would have been 27 had he not left for a while.
Is there a 30-year thing?
Yeah. I think he would have been the one to decide it.
Yeah, he would have had to decide it because they've only gotten as high as the 25.
I mean, he could make it whatever he wants at this point.
Mm-hmm. This is all true.
27 years, you get a Stormwind.
Yeah. You get all of Stormwind. Yeah, I'd be down with that.
Oh, just like a model, right? Not an actual city.
I don't know.
I mean,
you get an island where you can hunt the world's most dangerous game.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. No, that's what he does. He gets to hunt actual people on his island.
Yeah. In 30 years at Blizzard, you get your own island.
Yeah.
You get a membership to a secret island where you can hunt the world's most dangerous game.
Yeah. You hunt people dressed in...
And it's a Blizzard island, so you know it's an epic level experience. The gameplay first.
Yeah.
So, you know, the manhunting is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, you have to
get your very own Minotaur.
I think you should have to chase around people in Wildstar cosplay and hunt them down. Sorry, Wildstar, too soon. Sorry, these guys are.
It is harsh. I liked Wildstar.
I liked it too. Okay. It's a fine
I
game.
Playing it,
there's nothing wrong with it. It was a fine MMO. It just nothing survives in the horrendous shadow of World of Warcraft.
That's why he really is leaving. He's like, I'll stick around till Wildstar bites it. We'll see who's going to be the WoW killer.
It had some stuff. But anyway, Lash has said something in the chat that was good. Said that she's grateful that he brought millions of us together. And I don't think he or anyone else in those early days had any idea the kind of reach and connective tissue that would result from 27 years of the way Blizzard was run. Nobody feels this way about other video game companies, not to this level. And That's incredible stuff. So he should be remembered fondly. They should do documentaries about him. That dude deserves a ton of credit. Now, in his place comes J. Allen Brack, a ponytail man.
Who, yeah.
bows into that because you got one. It. Yeah. He's cool. He seems to... he came on in 2006, was part of the WoW team to begin with, and that position was a producer position where he sort of ran a bunch of stuff to make sure everything was done on time and they were doing, you know, the cohesive game structure stuff, all that stuff in those early days. And just sort of worked his way up and proved himself to be a good leader, and he's the new guy. So J. Allen Brack probably won't be on the WoW Q&A this year, I'm thinking. Probably.
No, I'll be doing the opening thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, last year.
Unless Mike wants to do. Well, he might do a farewell or a passing. There could be a thing. I think that's got to be a thing.
I don't know. History would tell us whenever there's been a significant leaving at Blizzard, Metzen, Brode, any of these guys. In the case of Metzen, it was right before another BlizzCon. It was September of that year, 2016, right? Right? Yeah. And he left and did not come to BlizzCon at all. Didn't even incognito there. When Greg Street left, same thing. And I think this close, 30 days ahead, I don't think Mike's up there. I really don't.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if he was.
To think about the realities of just being a person, which could be someone in the family could be sick, like, or, you know, there could be reasons to not want to be at work that are just human, that
yeah.
don't get shown on PR and stuff like that. So that's also...
Part of it's like, why would you want that circus? And like, go enjoy it from afar. Don't for the first time.
Jay Allen's gonna be there telling us to geek is.
Yeah, and he
he's gonna say ponytail is
lots of hair is.
Yeah, I'll be pleased.
He was last year. He got up last year and basically played Metzen and announced WoW Classic and kind of the. Overall gist of things kind of voice on stage. That's what he did. So who knows if there's anyone to do that this time. And he is more, it may be a very different BlizzCon. I don't know what the structure is going to be, but this game is a surprise to pretty much everybody. I don't think anyone knew about it even internally. Although Lashes was probably sitting on this bit of news as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's on all the news. She knows.
Like she does. Probably not. I don't want to get her in trouble. I have no idea. We're all making this up. Anyway, there you go. Blizzard moving forward. Mike Morhaimless. And that's both sad and also kind of he should be proud of everything he's done.
He should. I should have said hi to him when I ran into him at Disneyland.
Yeah, why didn't you do that? How come you didn't do
that? He was with his family.
Oh.
I didn't want to.
That's nice of you, though. I bet he would appreciate
somebody
that.
Somebody at Disneyland.
I have a bumper that we use for the instance all the time, and I couldn't find it before the show. I was going to make him say core at the end in a robot voice, but I couldn't find it. So I was going to actually, to honor his time at Blizzard, I was going to put a fake voice at the end of his thing and fake like he said a thing. That wouldn't have been nice. I'm glad
I've been told
it.
I sound like Mike Morhaime, so maybe I'll just say core and we'll just pretend it was him.
Oh, we totally could have done it.
We have to get some devs or something to do some bumpers for us.
Yeah.
Like if they have funny things that they want to know, like get, you know, KO Milker up there being like, Hunnenberg is a good map. This is core. And, you know, that'd be good.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me.
Now, right?
I'm not trying to open that can of ninjas. Just, you know, just saying. We could get some, you know. All I got to do is someone saying this is core and saying who they are, and we're good.
I'm glad you brought that
We've
up.
Got cred.
I still haven't played that freaking new map yet. I've been too busy, and I was gone, so I haven't. It hasn't come up in any rotations I've been a part of. So, yeah. Ooh, Lashes says, remind us of this after BlizzCon. We'll get her to go around with her phone or with a recorder and make people say things.
Yeah. Phone. Like $10,000 of professional equipment.
This is what we're doing. Yeah. You look.
Yes, but anyways, we shouldn't plan the show on the show.
Bethany, look, you committed to it. We're doing this. She says she's all about it.
Sweet.
Okay, yeah. We're doing it. Excited to see her. She's so nice. Very excited to see her. Where are we now?
Actually, she's probably the person I'm the most excited to see because
we were.
Except for you guys, but like person I mean that works for Blizzard. I don't know anyone else that works for Blizzard, really. I know Lashes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. This year, well, let's change that this year. Let's get you to know everyone.
Yeah.
It's so busy. There's so many people to meet. By the way, if you do see me, say hi to me, please.
Yes.
I'm sorry, the Ryan Hart guy, but what I said about your costume. I'm looking forward to what you're going to show up with this year.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Sorry. Anyways, move on.
All right. Oh, Jean, you were going to say something there, Jean. Jean.
Jean Valjean would like to point out that I think the new Hanamura is good.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. Wait. I just about choked on this Arnold Palmer just now. Really? So you're on the record. You like it.
Local Utah man dies choking on Arnold Palmer.
No, he's dead. This is his drink. See?
I know what an Arnold Palmer is.
It's iced tea and lemonade.
We don't have that in Canada.
Yeah, it's an iced tea lemonade thing because he'd go to bars and stuff and he was a big time golfer and he wouldn't drink because he just wasn't a drinker. And so he would order this combo of iced tea and lemonade. And after a while, bars would just start putting it on the menu saying, we have an Arnold Palmer here. And you just order it like that. And you still can. And that's it. This is a can with his fake signature on it. It's really good. A
bunch of people ordered it thinking they were getting something else. And then they were like, hey, you know what? I like iced tea and lemonade. This is okay.
Yeah. It actually turns out to be pretty good. Although more lemonade than iced tea, in my opinion. It's a little bitter if you don't. But anyway, what were we saying? I forgot. I don't even know. Let's talk about panels at BlizzCon.
Hanamura. Oh, Hanamura. I nearly killed you by saying I liked Hanamura.
All right. So I'm surprised. Not surprised. I mean, whatever. They made it into a map that seems more your speed. So you're good. You like it?
Yeah.
All right. Bo?
It's the review.
You like it too? You're good?
We haven't gotten around to our complete ranking maps by Nicolas Cage films yet, but we will get there.
We got to do that.
Yeah, we do.
I could eat a peach for hours. Okay.
Which map is Mandy?
It's too new. It's an unknown quantity. No one's seen this yet, really.
I watched it. I saw it.
What'd you think of that?
The best part about Mandy is you can watch it on Amazon right now.
I didn't know that.
It went out to select theaters, but because it was just like art house theaters, you could just go to Amazon and watch it.
Can
as
you
well.
Buy it or is it part of Prime Streaming?
You can rent it.
Well, that is for jerks. Just kidding. I'll do that. I'll rent it.
Yeah.
All right. But you liked it? Mandy, I mean, not the map?
It's a trip.
Okay.
It is a trip. Let's see, what map would Mandy be? It would be... It would have to be a map that you walk away thinking, I'm pretty sure I had a good time. I'm not 100% sure what I was doing.
Yeah.
But in the end, it all came out okay.
Okay.
Whichever map that best describes, that's what map is Mandy.
We're going to have to figure that out. There aren't enough maps for all the Nicolas Cage films, though. So if you want Wicker Man, you got to really dig.
Wicker Man would be Old Hanamura.
Old Hanamura is Wicked Man? Bees, not the bees.
Wicker Man, yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's not good.
Yeah.
There are people who will say that it's good, but you deep down know that they just kind of like it ironically.
Yeah, they're just saying that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Don't I have a clip from... hold on a second. It's
giving me the shit!
That's not it. Gosh dang it. Wait, where is it? I can't find it now. All right, never mind. Oh, wait, is this it?
It's about Peter.
No, that's not it either. All right, forget it. I was going to play Nicolas Cage, and I can't find the thing. Oh, it's Blood. Hold on. This is the worst show we've ever made. Hold on a second. Here it is.
Pissed Blood!
And there it is. Got it out of my system. Don't have to think about it
anymore.
Nailed it. Yeah, we're all done with that. Let's talk about the Heroes stuff at BlizzCon. The BlizzCon schedule was released. And we have an idea of when we're going to hear from people on stage and when we might hear from the team. Outside of whatever happens on the main stage during the opening ceremonies, oftentimes we get something really cool there. But your regular stuff will be what's next on day one. You also have the Heroes Deep Dive on day two and Bringing Heroes to Life on day two as well. Any predictions or expectations from these panels? Because they're so nondescript, I don't have any. I can't think of a one. Can you?
I don't think they're going to come out and say, we got nothing this year. It's off the table.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Bold move, Cotton. We're going to, okay, moving over to Bo. Bo, do you have a bold statement as well about what we will or won't see?
Well, the Diablo What's Next panel is like the first thing on the main stage after opening.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh. Isn't it normally I don't know.
It's normally, I don't know. It's hard to find on the schedule. The Diablo stuff. I'm like, we're starting with Diablo.
Guys, I found Diablo. They put it over by the bathroom.
So that's exciting. But you mean in terms of heroes? I think there's a lot of good heroes esports going on. I'm looking forward to watching that stuff again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, how much do they conceal on this stuff? Because if there's secret stuff, it's not on the schedule, right?
Right. So, if they've got big announcements for the opening ceremonies, whatever that may be, they don't say ahead of time. And this stuff's also subject to change. Sometimes they just leave it open like a chunk of time. You're like, what's going in here? And they don't label it. And sometimes they label it and change it. So all right. Bets are off, basically. We'll just do
so
whatever.
This backstage at Blizzard might be something else.
Yeah,
maybe.
Could be.
I don't know. Everything looks like it's supposed to be there, though, so I don't know.
I still like our idea from last week, where the little girl with the coffin is secretly a Diablo 4 character, and they announced Diablo 4, and that's our new hero.
All right. Oh, yeah, we talked about that last week. We wouldn't mind seeing her in there. Be fine.
Coffin girl.
Sure.
Yeah, so the deep dive, is usually on the heroes they announce, so I think for hero stuff, we hear about some new heroes. Mm-hmm. Maybe get a sweet trailer. Mm-hmm. And I think probably looks like more hero stuff would come later down the pipe and not be a main feature of, you know, what's going on here.
I'd like to take just a moment and let the chat room know you're depressing me. You should call on open phone night 801-471-0462.
Are they open now?
Oh, they've been open this whole time. And they're just chicken.
They've been open this whole time.
They're just chicken to call. They're chicken.
To be fair, we didn't give advance warning.
No, but here's how easy it is. You pick up your phone, you dial 801-471-0462, and you're in. And then I answer your call, and you can say, hi, I'm Jasper McGillicuddy, because you don't have to tell us your real name. And then you can say, man, Kerrigan sure is dumb now, and then we can talk about it. You can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. Don't be such a wimp, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Get the calls going.
It's good to berate them, isn't it? That'll help them call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you start off hostile before they're even on the line, people are like, you know, I want to be a part of this. Yeah. I like the environment that they've invoked. It's like Hell's Kitchen. I want to eat there.
Yeah. Well, we actually have a call. Let's see who this is. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Scott. My name's Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. Nice to have you on. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's super cool. I want to say I enjoy the show.
Thanks.
Been watching for a long time now, a couple years, I feel like. And hey, thanks for opening up. I just actually just now got back from getting some food, went on my computer and saw that you guys were doing this. So
cool.
I was actually going to call before you went on your tirade. So.
See, so he's not a wimp. He's not. He knew what's up. Well, lay us a big question. Just slap it on the table and let's see what we can do with it.
A question. Why? How about so one of my things with Heroes of the Storm, I love the game very much, but everybody always gets me down with how they complain about like drafting and people don't know how to draft. So my thing is, I want to hear what you guys think about it. I think that it's important to have that. One thing the game doesn't have is have like a per hero, some kind of leaderboard. And something that like gives the answer, if you want to, like, let's say you want a main Kerrigan.
Yeah.
Well, if it doesn't make sense to pick Kerrigan in that situation, you know, and maybe Kerrigan's not the best example because she's great right now, but they're shuffling you off. They're like, oh, we'll play quick match. Well, okay. But if I'm serious about my play,
yeah,
I can always get Kerrigan, but I'm going to get thrown into like a Looney Tunes comp.
Oh.
So,
like, quick,
where's
like
my
quick
incentive to play at the highest level,
yeah,
but only play it with the hero I want to play?
Right.
So that's, I guess that's my thing. Like, where do I go for that?
All right. So
it's not ranked, apparently.
No, it's definitely not ranked, or at least I don't think so. And let's pass this around a little bit. you're describing Quick Match, because unfortunately that's the only place. I mean, yes, there could be people in Team League, for example, that or unranked or anywhere else where they can work really hard to make sure they get the character they want. Let's say it's Kerrigan and pick it every time. But let's say it's not Kerrigan. Let's say it's, because nobody's banning out the Lost Vikings. Let's say you just pick the Lost Vikings and your team yells at you and you don't care. You're taking the Vikings no matter what. Certainly people like that exist in those modes. But for the most part, that's reserved for Quick Match, because then Blizzard tries to have a comp that will maybe work against it from the matchmaking. Bo, is that right, or am I barking up it's not, I don't even have a phrase for this. Am I barking up the wrong pole? Is that a phrase?
No, I think you're onto it.
I don't think that's a phrase.
Like, the old phrase is tree, but poles are like modern day trees.
Oh yeah, they're man-made trees, right?
Yeah.
Life-giving, beautiful shade-giving trees.
Yeah, they paved over paradise and put up a parking lot. That's what I heard.
I think poles also made Witcher 3.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. That's true.
He's good, Bo.
What? They're barking up the wrong Witcher.
Oh, yeah. So do you understand what I'm saying? Like, there's no... he wants to play the character he wants to play, but he wants to play super high competitive. Where can you do it?
The game's just not built that way right now. But I get what he's saying, right? Like, people... I'm constantly in awe of people who have, like... there was a Reddit thread, like, I'm a level 1,000. I can't remember what the hero was. You know, 1,000. Player level, 1,000. I hit 1,000. I don't know. I can't remember which hero it was.
That's crazy.
To me, I don't relate to it, but I don't think that's a... Just because I don't relate to it doesn't mean there's nothing to it. I think people like to play certain characters and they just want to play those competitively because they're good with those characters.
Yeah,
it's just, I mean, MOBAs generally, like, that's not how they're made, but that's, again, not to say that we can't turn that convention on its head or make it wrong. It's just, I think that the way the rock paper scissors of game dynamics go is that you know, sometimes if you're just going to play paper, sometimes you'll face scissors and sometimes you'll face,
right,
you know, which is bad, and sometimes you'll face rock,
right, or more paper. Yeah, rock's, and you don't want to you don't want more paper on the other side.
And so it's like, it's sort of like, I think fundamentally kind of rough that way to have your cake and eat it too. You'd be like, I just want to play this hero, but I want to have fair matches, because then you put the burden on others, whether it's Blizzard or the other teammates, to make that fair match for you and then make a ranking that's fair for you. But I think he's on, I don't know if he's still on the call with us or not, but he's on to the sense that we do have language in the game that is based on roles. And we definitely all have roles we prefer to play in a competitive level versus more casually, right? Like, we play our team games, Scott, you often we'll play tank in a damage, but you'll often comfort into a heal, a support role. John is often bruiser or tank.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I can do well in this when we're really trying here.
Yeah.
And for me, I prefer to play melee assassins, honestly, for the most part, just because I like being aggressive, but I like doing lots of damage.
Mm.
And we all have those roles that we prefer to play. I think that competitive modes, there would be a way to enable that in some sort of matchmaking, to say, we're going to form a game. The game is based in draft. I'm queuing as bruiser. I'm queuing as flex, or, you know, whatever that might be. And as the game shakes out, I think we can establish those conventions. And I think that the development team, since launch, had a certain way that they thought the game was going to be played in mind, and that over, you know, 3 years of the game now, or more in competitive play and through the play that we do, have settled into what we collectively expect from roles. And so we could implement tools that help players play competitively in roles that they're more comfortable with.
Mm. I feel like if you want to be...
Does that sound like a good middle ground? Because I don't want to just say, no, it's a good idea, but it's not going to work, is sort of my initial reaction. But
I think you just get really good. You get really good and competitive and win tons of games in quick match. You don't get the badge for it so much, but you're playing at a high level if you're really good. Like Garrett doesn't get Garrett. Kyle, not to say Garrett isn't good, okay, but Kyle, he doesn't get into quick matches and play scrubs. He plays people that are good like him, because that's what the matchmaking system does. So in a way, it's almost like it's still competitive and ranked. You're just not seeing it the way you do in a actual ranked competition.
My takeaway on this is kind of, it's going to sound a little harsh, and it's not meant to be, but I've seen people who are Grandmaster with most played hero, and it's some unorthodox pick that you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
It happens. There are people out there that say, I'm going to play this, and I'm going to mainline it, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to do it, and they make it happen. So that is a route you can go. You're going to have to deal with a lot of bumps in that road. You're going to have to deal with a lot of salt, but you can do it. My actual answer, the one that sounds harsh, is saying I want to be competitive in this team game, but I just want to do what I want to do, is kind of like saying, man, I should be in the NBA. Why aren't they putting me in the NBA? I want to be competitive. And someone says, well, do you play basketball? No, but still. I mean, like, part of the game is the draft. Part of the game is picking the right heroes for the situation that you're in, for having a competitive pool and for being a part of that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's wrong. There are certainly times where I get into a game and I'm like, I just want to play this. But I want the experience that I get from Team League. So I understand where he's coming from, and I'm not trying to like make fun of him, but part of that contract of competitive is that you're going to play the full game. And if you're saying, I just want to pick this one hero, no matter what the situation, no matter what other people need, you're not playing the full game. You're playing, 60% of the game.
Yeah. For example, if you're playing World of Warcraft and you want to be a guy who just wants to stand in the back while the trash gets killed by everybody else, for example.
Scott. I don't know where this is coming from.
Thanks for your call. The lines open again if you guys want to call in. Again, 801-471-0462. It actually is not connected to this at all. I just thought it'd be funny to bring that up.
I hide in trash bodies now.
Oh.
Actually, I participate in fighting trash.
Oh.
It was commented on in our last raid.
I think it was
Randy himself who said, Sean, I see you on the DPS charts. Are you actually fighting trash right now? Yes, I am.
I'm turning over
a new leaf. I'm
so
a whole new person.
Did something happen? Did your class get buffed or something for taking trash down, or what happened there? Just a different attitude about it?
Maybe. It might be that I feel way better at the game than I actually am, and I'm just like, yeah, beat up trash, beat up this boss, beat up this wall, beat up whatever you want me to beat up. I'll beat up other players. What?
Sure. No.
Very competitive
indeed. All right. Let's take another call. Now they're starting to come in. I call people out, and sometimes that's all it takes, and then suddenly everybody and their dog wants to call in, and that's great. We like it. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bagheera.
Oh, hi. What was it again? What's your name?
Bagheera.
Oh, Bagheera. Hey, dude. What's up? What's on your mind?
I want something mobile.
From Heroes?
I'm really excited about something mobile. I don't care if it's an RTS. I don't care if it's...
Yeah.
Hot, so I don't care if it's a Diablo mobile game. I just want something on mobile.
So you want something on mobile?
I think I'm being trolled.
You do? Okay. John hates mobile. We all know this, but thank you for your call, Bagheera. I think what he's saying is at BlizzCon, it'd be nice if something happened with mobile. And we've been told that something mobile is happening. John, you know that if Blizzard does something on mobile, you're going to play it, and you might actually freaking like it, right?
I mean, I trust Blizzard to not make a game that feels like it's just constantly abusing me as a player.
Yeah.
Which is what most mobile games do. They tend to have content, but I mean, man, E3, when they start teasing Command and Conquer again, and you're like, freaking Command and Conquer? All right. And then it's just like crickets chirping as the guy's like, and then it cuts back to this CGI explosions everywhere, and people are like, ah, and Kane's there, and he he looks all bald and cool, and you're like, oh my gosh, Command and Conquer. And dude, and it's just...
Right, but Blizzard doesn't make poop like that. They make cool games. So I'm not worried. If they make
mobile is a machine for disappointment. It crafts it.
See what you did, Bagheera.
Yeah, look what you
he
did.
He did it on purpose.
Stirring up
He's
the
been
pot.
Trolling me the whole night in chat. I deserve it. I mess with him every now and then.
So all right, I think he got you is what he did there.
So, I want... Here, I'll troll Bagheera.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yep, go.
I can do it back.
Go.
I know enough about our listeners that I can.
All right.
I would like a sweet World of Warcraft soundboard app so that I could pull up sounds from the World of Warcraft and I could play them and I could tap a button, for instance, and hear Taronda whenever I wanted. Just Tarant, 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 Tarant.
You don't want to do that.
Taronda.
What you need is the
over
battle
and
ready
over
sound.
Again as much as I want.
When your meeting's about to start, you can play the da 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 sound. That's.
Yeah, that'd be all right. But here's the thing. Yeah. Those exist either already or someone could make it. Like, Blizzard's not going to take time to make that. Someone just can make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could go right now and make a HTML5 version of that. It'll play on your phone and web browsers on desktop, and it would just work.
Sure, but look at chat. Did it not work? Is he not trolled?
Is the WoW Legion app, and now I guess the BFA app. I mean, that's technically a game.
Well,
you like that.
Sort of. I mean, I wish it did more.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, it's there's interactivity with the game world on your phone.
Sure.
It's the game.
Sure. I'd love more, though. Yeah. More of that, please, Blizzard.
We'd no, like... for sure. I think it's fine. If anyone's going to do mobile games, please let it be Blizzard and not, you know, you don't have to, whatever some, you know, Zynga. I don't want any Zynga games.
You don't want any Zynga games? Well, good, because Zynga is not owned by them, but you're thinking of King, and that's possible. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sharon.
Hello, Sharon. What can we do for you?
I was calling in because I saw that it was an open phone night, and I was calling to request another Dear Martha segment. Oh. I really missed them.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm so glad you called, because part of the problem is I just forget, and I'm the one that usually has to initiate these. And also, John and I have this thing where off the air, he has to prepare them in letter form for our patrons. So without further ado, and I'm going to leave her on the line, although I'm going to mute you so we won't be able to hear you, but John... Would you like to do a super improv'd Dear Martha?
Sure.
And this time it'll be about mobile games coming from Blizzard, okay? So if a mobile game comes from Blizzard, this is the Dear Martha response. Here you go.
My dearest Martha, today our battle has reached a dire point. All of our troops have become addicted to a new mobile game, World of Battlecraft. It's awful, Martha. All they do is sit there and stare at their phones. You can never find a restroom. It's constantly occupied. And I'm not proud, but I've put my ear up to it a time or two, and Martha, they're not doing what they say they're doing. I hear the sounds of battle. Digital battle. On a mobile phone. Martha, it's become a real problem. They pull it out every time there's even a 30-second queue. And next thing you know, you've got someone sitting at the Nexus as everybody battles in the middle, trying to have a good time until you realize it's 5v4. Because Right Wing hasn't started moving yet. Martha, I don't anticipate I'll ever see you again. I've downloaded the app and tried it, and... Well, there's a skin I really want. I just have to buy 99 gems. It's the best deal, Martha. It's $100, and, well, in this time, that's a lot of money. Tell our kids they won't be going to college. Yours in this life and the next. Gamer 42.
Oh my gosh, that was a good one. It's been too long. Caller, did
Especially,
that?
Yeah, improv. That's great.
Did that satisfy your need for a Dear Martha?
Yes, sir.
That's
fantastic.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. See, these are fun. Call nights are fun. I like doing.
They
these.
Are.
Well done. That was really good. All right. We're gonna keep moving here, And by that I mean tell you that that's all there is. there's going to be more. I'll get to this in a second, but I wanted to remind everybody that now that I'm back in town, I am so excited. One of the things I missed most about my weekend was not being here for There Will Be Dungeons, and so I'm happy to say that I will be here for There Will Be Dungeons. There will, in fact, be dungeons on Saturday at our normal time. That's at 3 p.m. Mountain Time. Almost forgot our time. And I still don't know what happened to me, so I probably should listen to this. Bo says I can, and find out what happened to my character while I was gone. So I'm a little bit nervous about that, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to dig in, give it a listen, and we'll be back all here doing it. Me, Kyle, Kristen, Bo, and John having the fun we have in D&D this Saturday. So check out the schedule.
Probably playing a mobile game.
Yeah, maybe playing a mobile game. Oh, by the way, if you'd like to follow up, or if you're like, man, I don't even know about this. What about all the episodes? They're all up on a podcast and or YouTube archive. You can find that all over at therewillbedungeons.com. And we recommend that you do. All right, let's do this. Okay, I thought it'd be fun to just do a random bag pull on a couple of emails rather than one that was curated or picked for a reason. So that's what we're going to do. core@heroesforyou.com is our email address. You're encouraged to use it as often as you want and like, and we will answer your emails right here on the show. Here comes a rando. If Gmail will load properly. What the heck? Hold on. Gmail is being real. I think Chrome is farting. Chrome has gas.
We've upgraded Chrome to no longer have square edges. Yeah. Now it has circles.
Now it's circles. Slow. It's
like the infinite amount of time it will take to load Chrome.
Representing the endless circle of time. Okay, here we go. I got it. Here's one. It says, mind discussing the following? This is from Kelly Monahan. It says this. The loadout screen and its current options are not quite there yet. First, loadouts need to be located at the main screen. Currently, we are required to go to the quick match play screen. Huh? With a question mark? Secondly, we should be able to try mode. We should be able to try mode different mount. I think she means try different mounts and skin combos, along with sprays and banners to ensure we're looking good. Lastly, yeah. And most importantly, actually, that's you can do that though.
You can try mode different skins. You are basically stuck with Poverty Horse, I believe.
Yes, I think that was what we determined. You can try different skins, not different mounts. They should. That's something they should fix. Let's see. Where were we? Lastly, most importantly, we need to be able to create customizable roster loadouts. For example, a loadout with our amazing wave clear heroes for Cursed Hollow or sustained damage heroes we're good with on Braxis Holdout. These loadouts would be extremely valuable in draft when we need a specific type of hero that's from our specific pool. And I would agree and say that as the pool gets bigger and bigger, this is even more needed. Currently filtering all supports, warriors, and Warcraft heroes is of little use. The favoriting system is all we have currently, but it is also of little use. Sorry that was very long, just an idea. Learning lots. Love the show. Yelly for short. Well, Yelly, I think I agree. I think some of that stuff could be tweaked and made better.
Yeah.
Any dissenting opinions?
As a professional World of Warcraft fashionista, I can appreciate a good loadout system that lets me make sure my character's on fleek before I go to battle.
Well, now I don't have a song for that.
That's why they call him Haute Couture John.
It's as close as it gets.
Great.
All right, let's try this one. This is from Jao Titus. I think that's the word.
Did you add the inflection, or is that in the name?
It's a hard to. So it's J A, or sorry, J O, and then an A with an umlaut, and then an O, and then Titus is the last name. So I don't know how you say that first one.
You're about to say Ja Rule.
Ja Rule. That's how you say it.
Sweet.
Titus.
Says here, inspired by Bo's great ideas, I wanted to send some of mine in for the discussion. In my view, the problem O Team League is population. I think he meant of, but I like that it says O because like bucket O chicken, kind of. I like that. Anyway, for me, a guy with a baby and a job, it's very hard to find a good schedule to play the game. I can only play like 1 hour at most every day. When they made changes to allow parties of 2 and 3, I was able to play much more team league than before. So let's keep it at that. My additions would be this. Sorry, Arnold Palmer making me burp here.
The revenge of the Palmer.
It says adding an LFG option. This is a super important thing. I don't know how Blizzard did not already add this yet. I go around chats asking people, and it's very hard to get an answer. We need an LFG app in HOTS that allows you to pick the queue type and the role. This will also help to create new friends and more five teams in the long run. I agree with that too. That's a great idea. Some kind of like LFG system for players. You set the stuff you want to do. I'm looking to do this, and other people who do that, you get sucked into a thing and suddenly you got a group. Anyway,
hold on. I just need to know the distinction, because isn't LFG like when you hit the queue up button and you don't have enough people and then it matches you with people?
Well, if you know what? That's an interesting point. It is in my head. What I'm thinking is like, there's this checklist. I want to do team league. I want to be support. I don't know what else you'd say. I want something else. No, nothing else. I guess
I prefer these healers over these healers. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe some of those things, but maybe John's right. Maybe the whole point is you do have an LFG. It's just happening behind the scenes and isn't an overt sort of.
I mean, quick matches LFG, like it's, you know, but I think
there's a distinction.
When you say LFG, I think people mean like queuing for role. I think that's.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, like it's, to me, LFG is when they, in the context of Heroes, when they say this game should have LFG, which I've seen plenty, it's just queue for role is what they mean. Because, you know, all solo queue or all four or less queuing up is technically looking for group, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I think we're all right here. Everyone's,
I think,
right.
They should make it like the newspaper, and it should be like personal ads when you queue, like solo Kerrigan seeking four like-minded friends for acceptance and team league.
I thought I thought you meant slow roll to irrelevance, but now I see what you're saying.
Yes, but he could come back in Heroes, and you could have your own personal page that shows your favorite heroes, your favorite roles. People could hover over it and get like a nice little breakdown, little emoji heads for all your favorite.
And then you've got a wall where all the people who didn't enjoy playing with you post.
Yeah, that would probably happen.
The one thing that this made me think of, though, was you laugh, but that's Group Finder. I love Group Finder in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, I'm fishing for this rare fish. You go in there and you'll find fish. Yeah, we're fishing for this rare item, and you can join a group of four other people or whoever.
Oh, Group Finder's awesome. I love it.
Group Finder's great. I just wish there were more activities for it, in a sense that it's usually just like farming stuff or getting dailies done. Like, yeah, I've had nothing but positive experience, consistent, not just I tried it for a week, but in Draenor, in Warlords of Draenor, in Legion, I'd used it a bit in BFA to complete quests. I've had nothing but positive experiences with Group Finder.
Yeah, I like Group Finder a lot.
I haven't had a bad one. Like, yeah. And sometimes they're short. Oh, you used to invite, you know, we kind of bash on garrisons, but it was kind of fun in getting invited to a team to do some garrison stuff with randoms. Because you had to get, they had the whole thing where you could group up and visit other people's garrisons to get the rare resources you need. Like a lot more reasons to team up and to socialize. And they even talked about in Mike Morhaime's farewell speech about, you know, the emphasis was not that they're a gaming company only, but that they're connecting communities. And the sort of bad thing about all these automated systems is that they give us a reason to not talk to each other.
Right.
And so I like Group Finder for that. And John, you kind of were laughing about the profile thing, but I'm like, if there's a way to meet people that I feel like would be like, I'm always scared personally to reach out and to meet randoms, because usually it's not bad, but I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh, these are not my kind of people. And then breaking up is awkward. And I feel like breakups happen sometimes in online groups where you're like, we're friends and we're playing, but I don't really like this person.
Yeah.
But now they're on my friends list, and you know what's gonna unfriend them, and I'm gonna get a whisper.
Yeah.
They're going to want to confront, you know, you can't just, You know what I mean? And it's like a breakup. And
there's
and
no mute function for the friends list.
No.
Well, you just get that one message you're going to get. Oh, why'd you unfriend me? You know, and you're just like, oh.
Well, the thing is the
blow easier.
The whole thing has like the same social issues that any other interaction with other people have in life. It's mm-hmm. just that you also don't, you're missing the body language. You're missing environmental awareness. Like if you're at a mall and there's a stranger there and they drop something, you go, oh, let me help you with that. And you reach down to help them pick that up. Or someone trips you by accident and you bump into them. They're like, oh, sorry. Oh, no problem. Like all of that gives us context for those interactions. Online voice comms and video games don't. They just don't. So when somebody pops in and goes, you guys, I'm going healer. You just want to go, I think I want to murder this person. And then all they've said is four words.
Yeah.
Because but we don't like have the context, group, but, you know.
Anyway. But in group, the next thing about group finders is you haven't friended them. So if you do take off without friending, you're good. No breakup.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, it's the annoying person you met at the mall. You don't break up with everyone you meet at the mall that you don't talk to again.
Right.
But, it, you know, if it's more of like, and that's where the team league thing is. You team up with some people, they add you to the friends list. And the next time you log in, they're like, hey, you want to play? And you're like, what do I say?
Yeah.
I'll pretend I'm not here.
Right.
I log up for quick match and just move on. And I hope people who sent me messages don't think I'm talking about them, because I do get a lot of messages in client.
Yeah.
I don't have in-game voice in, so usually after my game, I respond to you folks.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. What he's saying is, he doesn't like you. Please go away. Final note, he says here, inspired by Bo's rewards, they could give a rare slash epic chest for every 10 games played in Team League and one common to every 10 games in Hero League. Additionally, they could give 50 gems for the first time you rank up in a league or for the season, up to a maximum of 150 gems to avoid the abuses. I usually do the placements only to get the season rewards and stop playing because I do not like the pressure of ranked. Rewards would help me keep playing it over in unranked. Thanks for all you guys do. Keep up the great work, says Jao Titus. Well, thank you for that. Something I was just going to say about something. What was it? Crap. Was it
about the ranked rewards?
Yeah. Oh, what was I going to say here? It just reminded me that I played that Battle Rite Royale game. I just wanted to tell you guys. Yeah. It's good. Like, weird. It makes me think that I would like a Battle Royale mode in Heroes, or even a second free-to-play game that was Blizzard IP, people fighting it out in a place like that. Like, it's really fun. I like
it. Mobile compatible.
Yeah, maybe that. But this is, I mean, imagine a big map and 100 of you, and you plop down in it, and you fight it out till there's only one of you left. And it's the mode we all know from these other games, but there's something about it being an isometric top-down mobile-like that is super appealing, and I totally dig it. So thumbs up on Battle Rite Royale. It's still in early access and will eventually be free to play and out and all that. But so far, so good. So far, so good. That's going to do it for the show. There's your emails. There's your thoughts. There's your comments. And thank you, everybody, for your use of the phones today. That was awesome. We might have to do that in the future. Here and there. We'll see. We'll be back next week with a brand new show, so that'll be great. And don't forget, those emails were sent to us at core@heroesforyou.com. Also, if you like this show, and I think tonight, if there's ever been an example of a great, fun, good time that you might want to throw a buck behind, this was it. Patreon.com/core show is how you do it. Huge, huge thanks to everybody who already supports the show. And if you haven't yet, consider it. It's a great way to show those creators you like that you love them. Okay? All right. HeroesForYou.com is the website. Core Heroes on Twitter. John_Jagger on Twitter. You can find me at Scott Johnson. And Bo is at Bo Schwartz, also known as Bushburger. That'd be a great, by the way, great yes. Twitter name. Bushburger. Think about it.
I'm going to get a tweet from
At Bushburger, hashtag Bushburger. I stand with Bushburger is the new. Let's make it trend tonight, everybody. That's your job. Thank you all for joining us. We're going to play some games after this. So if you hang around, you'll get to watch those. And those games being Heroes of the Storm matches. So do that if you can. That's going to do it for us, for me, for John, for Bo. We'll see you next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
That's a good question.